compliance with open meeting law?
Yes, the agenda was shared with the county clerk, posted on the website, and sent to the radio and the newspaper.
Need motion approval of the agenda?
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Motions are made. Second to approval agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approval of minutes of July 19th, 2023. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
And motion made and second to approve the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Public comment / communication. Mark Stead.
Yes. Mark has sat on the county board in the past for many, many years. I don't know how many.
20.
And he agreed to fill our position on our committee. So do you want to say a little bit about anything, Mark?
Well, I think Gary and Courtney are probably the only ones in the room that don't know who I am. Vicki knows who I am. I was on the county board for 20 years. I worked at the First National Bank for many years. And then I wanted to run for the county board and asked to go part-time. And they said it was full-time or no-time. So I chose the no-time and ran for the county board. And I've worked at the Melby Funeral Home for the last 23 years. So.
Right. Well, thank you for agreeing to be here, and we're glad to have you.
Okay, number six, advocacy reports or activities.
Okay, well, we've got nutrition program legislation that's not looking very good. The Senate passed theirs, and while they gave money to both congregate and home delivered, we also get another pot of money, and they took 48 million away from that. So we actually are down 8 million in nutrition. That's in the Senate. I don't believe the House has met yet, but they didn't think the House was going to look much better. So if you're in touch with your senators, please say, you know, we don't need less money.
What was the
This is federal. Yeah. So it's not looking. I don't know what the point is. It's to give it to the OAA programs and then take it from the other ones. So I don't know. But it's going to, it will affect us if it stays that way. And whether it does or not, we don't know. So stay tuned. I'll just keep you updated as we get the outcomes. Senior day at the fair is Friday. So I will be there part of the day anyway. We've got Haley Loveholtz, who is our new dementia care specialist. She's going to be there from 10 to 2. And we will be there from probably 8:30 to 4, probably, around there. Medicare 101 is coming up, and I did not put the date on there. August 25th, I believe.
Yes.
1:30 to 3, and that is in this room. We have Orchard. I didn't put the dates on anything.
Those are some of my notes.
Yes. Orchard Manor Car Show is
September 15th.
Thank you. And that is also in the afternoon. We will be at that. We did it last year.
And Vesper.
What's that? Vesper. Are they coming? Now, if I can just get the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile to show up, I have a request in. I think it would be cool. I don't
know.
They
have 11 of them. They should be able to get one.
I know. That's what I thought. I really wanted to come. Thought it would be fun. And then Elder Fest is, of course, October 27th from 9 to 11:30. And I need to speak to Vespermans about apple cider donuts. So we usually do apple cider donuts at Elder Fest. So that is all of our activities coming up. And then the regional board report.
We didn't have a meeting.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Mary's mother passed away. That's right. I was like, why can't I remember this meeting?
But we have one next week.
Okay. All right. Well, then we're moving right along into the fun, which is the budget. Mm-hmm. Well, we've been stressing for days on it.
Oh.
All right, so everybody has a handout. I have already made a couple little revisions on it, so I will tell you those. It wasn't a lot, but a couple places where I did, I think, make a couple changes. This budget has a 4% salary increase in it that I don't know will stay. That will be dependent on overall what the board had went initially with 4%. So I did include it, and it's got 8% in health insurance. An increase, but I don't know how that will play out either. Anything else that I need to mention? I think those are the big ones.
Yeah.
The other thing is, and looking at this, I got all excited over my nutrition budget, which is really out of whack. So right now our nutrition budget, we're going to have to look at that a little closer. We typically run about 85-15 as a thing. I must have thought I guess that's what I budgeted, but right now we're running about 70-30. So our congregate looks real over. I think we need to go back through some things. I'm not so sure. Once in a while things we get them coded or things go in different pots. So I will be looking at that and seeing if we can adjust that before I finalize this, because I really don't want to be that out of whack next year. So I'll just start going through it. At the top, we are not getting, last year in 22, we had 41,000 in COVID revenue. We don't have any COVID revenues coming, I believe, this year, unless we get something that I don't know about. So service management, I've got some notes. I think, did your notes appear? You have notes on any of your columns? Okay, you've got a few.
Yeah.
So if you look at service management, this is one that we kind of have to play around with. So it does vary from year to year. This year, I've got like 120 more hours than I did last year in there because I'm trying to play around with numbers. So if you have questions on anything, I'm just going to otherwise, again, the print copy that wasn't there towards the bottom. That was a split with ADRC. I just split that. With ADRC increasing in numbers, we used to have some flexibility with ADRC, so we could get a little more additional dollars out of there. But we're losing that flexibility because everything's gone up. So I have put more money in service management for outreach and awareness. I've increased that because our news and views increased substantially. Radio advertising is in there in our yellow pages. So that's like split with ERC. And then I've got more of Nicole Bullmeister's time in service management too. They have changed how we can do our family caregiver programs. Back in the day, I think I had Ruth in at about 40%. Now it's simply based on client contact. So it's makes it a little more tricky to get money out of it. So any questions on service management? Service management is essentially our admin. That's kind of our admin category. That's what we take out of it. It does require some other things, but they usually give us a waiver because we can get that money. Some of the other things like information assistance, we get that out of ADRC. Some of it can come out of NFCSP. So that's kind of what we use it for. And the only real dollars we get for service management are out of Older Americans Act. So again, we're looking at about 54,000, and that does have a co-match. 10%. So congregate, I have in Title 3C, I have 125,000 budgeted. We really get probably closer to, it ranges from 152 to 165, I think it's highest. I did take 30% of that, I believe, and moved it to home delivered. During the pandemic, we had complete flexibility, which was really nice, to move everything. Typically, we do not. Typically, it's a 30% split that we can transfer. what I don't like about this is they want that transfer done before you even know if you need it. So you have to do it before the budget's. So you're supposed to just, you know what the world's going to do. So I did move 30 because clearly we get the most funding out of OAA for congregate, but obviously all our funding is needed for home delivered because we're doing a lot more home delivered than we're doing congregate. Congregate fees for service are actually the donations. The suggested contribution cost, and then the donations are actually donations we receive from families. So again, down there, some of these things, some of the things in here, I split 50-50 with congregate and home delivered, and sometimes I split it on a whatever I think the split is. So I think in here I did mostly 80-20. So congregate would be 20% and home delivered would be 80. And I did change meal site supplies. I did put in $100 there, or I changed that. I don't know what did you have there. Can you tell me? I didn't make my note very good.
Meal site supplies.
Yeah. What did you have on yours? I changed it.
We have 11,200.
We had what? 11. Yeah, that was one that I had a big mistake on. I had 11,000 in there, so I don't know how I did that. So anyway, it's down to 100. So the total for that will be 199,967.20. So I did adjust that, so it's not as high. The other thing I failed to mention is I don't have any of the indirect costs in here right now. Because it's a whole lot easier for me to do this budget without those indirect costs. Figuring out, and Amanda usually figures out and puts those in. I pretty much have to budget the indirect costs at a wash right now because we just don't have any money. We used to, when happy 4 or 5 years ago, we put in direct costing because we could get some money back out of ADRC. I think that ship is sailing. So any questions on the congregate? Does that make sense? I took out that 11, you had 11,000 in meal site supplies and I now have 100, so. Make sense? Any questions? Okay.
Have one under congregate voluntary insurance.
Yes.
So.
I think I split that again. That's a split with home delivery. Yeah.
Okay.
And again, I think it was a little off kilter, so I tried to split it. But I will go back and check those because I have been known to think I split it, that it doesn't come out right. So, also, I should say in congregate, we do have the increase for platform in there because the LRE's costing is $450. We have not had that. And I think I included just a little bit in case we can find a congregate site as well. So we don't know how that will pan out. So. And then I do have 900 in there. We have some very old refrigerators and we already had one go this year. So I did budget 900 just in case. So, again, that can be negotiable. If you're good, I'll move on to home delivered. All right. So the Title III home delivered is 88,119, but that does include the 30% transfer from congregate. So, that's included in there. And then the nutrition services, 37,508. Again, that is split between congregate and home delivered. The contributions were estimating at 140,000. And then this home delivered rescue recover, whatever, what's it supposed to be? I don't even know what that says. But anyway, that is family care. So those are the full cost of the meals that we get for the family care meals that we provide to them. So just to give you an idea on that. So home delivered, I don't think I have anything on here that's I changed. I do have some notes. So I split phone 50-50 with congregate. We did add a nutrition vehicle to the mix. So I have upped vehicle maintenance repair because we'll have more oil changes and all of that. Office supplies, I did an 80-20 split on. Dues, the 800 in dues is for Meals on Wheels. We pay dues to them because then we can use their name. So, and it's pretty well branded. So, outreach and awareness, again, that's just basically radio and ads. Mileage and travel, again, I up that because the Platteville van is now included, Bagley. And home delivered assessments will now have to be in the home. So Courtney will be on the road more as well. Again, I think I've got some notes. The raw food, again, that's split on an 80-20, but I did add 3% to that because our food prices are not getting a whole lot better. So that's kind of a just in case. Paper supplies, I did take down the meal site supplies, I did take down. Paper supplies were actually, some paper supply costs actually got in that line item last year. And we didn't get it out. So it looks higher than it really would have been had we taken that out. Paper supplies is 80%. I did add on home delivered meals purchased. They do have the ability in our contract to add on a cost of living. So I included that pretty high. It's not usually that high, but again, you never know. Fuel is up just a, nope. How did I do that? Oh, I probably split it. That's about everything. If you go down to building rent and lease, again, I've got Platteville lease in there. And then possibly a congregate site there too. Okay, look at myself and fuel. Any questions on home delivered? What a fun first day, huh, Mark? All right. Public awareness. Public awareness 3D is a small pot of money, $5,549. Again, there's a 10% copay there. That is basically aimed at prevention programs. We have really struggled. Back 10 years ago, INA were not that busy, and actually one of them provided prevention programs. Well, the world has changed, and we don't have INA available for prevention programs at all, nor do we have money with $5,000 to hire staff. So this has not been a budget that we spend out very well on. But we did, in talking with Guar, there is an online Eat Smart, Weigh Less, Move More or something that we can do. Everything prevention has to be evidence-based. So it is an evidence-based out of North Carolina that they suggested we try to be able to use up that money. So that's what I basically have budgeted it and in there. And then I have some of Nicole's time. Nicole's our family caregiver person as well. And she's in there. She does usually about one savvy caregiver workshop, which is also prevention in there. So that's budgeted in there. But hopefully, if the North Carolina thing goes well, we'll be able to spend that out fairly easy. So that's all I have on that one. Benefit specialists, that all comes out of Older Americans Act. So again, I'm not expecting any increases in that. It's $61,442 that we get. And again, everything in there, we did have an increase in health insurance this year in that budget. And she's got staff. And the extra in postage is we do a lot more Part D through the mail now. So it works out pretty well. So I did up that. So we'll do a lot more mailings. But other than that, keep going. The DOT vehicle maintenance repair, other expenses and capital outlay, that is actually our DOT trust fund that still has some money in it, but typically we don't, I mean, that's not, I don't budget for that. We just bought a vehicle, so. Okay. DOT 8521. 8521 is the sort of umbrella transportation program. It covers the bus, the taxi, the specialized, and the TRIPS program. So we split that funding between those programs. So that's what the deal, that's the 8521 money and then the fees for service. And again, we're just kind of looking at what we think we can do there. You know, we didn't change anything in that area, so. I do have under other expenses, I do have the software budgeted because we did go with an assisted rights software program about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
So that is included because there is an annual fee for that. So that is also split among the programs, just so you know. Special transports are wheelchair van. So we do have some 8521 in that, and then fees for service. We do charge for the driver, $15 for the driver plus mileage on that one. If we can get a driver. And again, the software is in that other expense column. The other expenses in there would be like DOJ checks. And sometimes if we have to replace a fire extinguisher or a first aid kit. Any questions on those? All right, we're going to keep moving. Taxi. Taxi's got about $20,432 of 8521, and we get some 5311 for the taxi, which is $33,538. Basically, the taxi is about half of our expenses minus revenue, typically, is what we get. That can change, so, but I think that's what it would be. I've not heard of any increases. They just came out. Thought everything would be the same. Then the fees. So we get about $56,000. Again, taxi's got another expense built in the software. I up the fuel probably slightly. There, if you don't have questions, I'll just keep going. TRIPS is our volunteer driver escort program. So we've got $44,000 in that from 8521. And then fees for service. And again, I didn't make any changes other than the software. I upped that a little bit. Otherwise, that's all based on past. Family caregiver revenue is $26,633, we think. We get a little bit of donations, not much. The difference between family caregiver, most of this Older Americans Act programs are 10% cost share, but this one is 25%. So that's a little different. I took out, if you'll see under the pay, 1, 2, 3, 4, like the fifth one down, on buyback, I did take that out. I had some money in there, and Courtney did not think I needed it, so I took it out. We've got more money in professional services. That would be hiring people for respite care, that sort of thing. Because they have kind of changed up our regs, we need to put more money into that. I did budget some money into the newsletter for outreach and awareness because our newsletter has gone up so expensive. I need to get it out of somewhere else. So I did put it in a little bit in there because we do run a caregiver article every time we do the newsletter. Other expense is basically support group items, snacks, and then other expense can be some, like if we bought some adaptable equipment for somebody or something, it would fill in that other expense. Okay. Got a question, just shout it out. Otherwise, I'll just keep moving. So the Alzheimer's caregiver program, again, we get about $27,794. And I don't think that's all, just basically, I think 40%, at least 40% has to be all in respite care. But we charge very little of Nicole's time to this and try to get mostly all out in respite care if we can. Okay. Any questions on that? Again, that 500, like that 500 other expense would probably be like adaptable. Sometimes we buy somebody a shower chair, you know, an alarm or something like that. Okay. Well, we're nearing the end. You guys are making this awful easy. It's making me a little nervous. I'm waiting for you to catch something. So ADRC, I did make a couple changes to, can I see yours a minute so I know what I had? Because suddenly I did not report that. Oh, nope, I left it. So never mind on the productive pay. So we had money in legal that I took out, but no, everything else I guess is the same there. The difference here is we've got about $535,816. And our budget, as you will see, is more than that. And if you'll remember, I think when the state went with ADRCs, they told the counties that there wouldn't be an expense, and that's sort of not happening now. Surprise, surprise. We are supposed to get some additional money. There is $2.5 million for this year and $5 million for next year. There has been no word on how they're going to allocate. So we were told just to
don't ask.
Do it without. Just wait for the check in the mail.
One of my questions Friday morning. Sassy County Association Board of Directors. When are we gonna know what all this really means? When are they gonna write the rule? Well, don't get in.
I never get in.
They pass the budget, but they don't have the rules and what you can really do it. So what the heck is the budget?
Yeah. So the only thing on outreach and awareness, again, I've got news and news in there because we've had a substantial increase, radio, yellow pages, and then other expenses are Canva, our shredding class, we have SOC do our shredding, PO box cost, that kind of thing. So, probably more, that's what I could come up with. So questions?
Sorry, I have one, did I miss it? As far as back up to Elderfest.
Oh, I didn't put anything in Elderfest. I'm not sure why she included that because I asked her not to have that in here, but it went in there. We have the last couple of years, because we have to do so much outreach and awareness through ADRC, we've just budgeted out of ADRC.
Okay.
So if she wants me to split it out, I can, but typically I can't split, I don't have the split on that right now. Unfortunately, we can't pull that up fast because
and really it's just a program under
it is it's
under whatever it's prevention or awareness or whatever you want to call
ADRC,
it.
ADRC,
I don't know that it needs to be.
No, I didn't think it did either. ADRC requires us to kind of do some big outreach event, and so that is our premier one. And get word out. So yeah, I just incorporated in there. So that's under your outreach and awareness too in here. And we do charge for that. We charge, well, we don't charge the county programs, but we do charge the other vendors $100. So we're not trying to make a ton of money at it, but we're just trying to cover some of our expenses. Any other questions? I will go back through this a few more times and try to, especially congregate and home delivered. That's where congregate and home delivered are probably the two hardest to forecast. And overall, over the last 4 years, I'm like, if I come out pretty close within the total budget, I'm good, because we just don't know from year to year who's going to be congregate and who's going to be home delivered. It is completely flip-flop. And I didn't do a very good forecast this year, and that got me all paranoid. So I'm going to be going back through this year's, because I do, we we've got some things that are probably in home delivered that should be split to congregate. But, we'll get it though. As long as I come in on the end total pretty well, I'll be okay. But it's just hard to know what's going to happen. So, if you want, I will. You can go ahead and approve or not approve today. If I make any significant changes, I will come back with it if it's something really. Now, the insurance is going to be whatever the insurance is going to be. I can't do much with that. And same with the cost of living increase. Whatever the board ends up settling on for that will be that. So that I can always bring it back with those changes too. But if you don't see anything too significantly disturbing in here.
So we need a motion to approve a preliminary budget in a second.
I move to.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made second to approve the temporary or preliminary 2024 budget. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Request from the Platteville Senior to cover deductible.
Yes. So I feel like we talk about the Platteville Senior Center every time we're here. So I got an invoice from them for a deductible on the very last day, apparently, that they were moving out. Granted, they were using their van to transport meals for us. They started during the pandemic and they had kept it up. And that literally was, I think, on the last day that we had moved out that the vehicle, whoever was driving their vehicle, hit another vehicle. So they asked us to cover the deductible. Now, mind you, I already gave them money for mileage that they requested this year because I thought that was fair that we did lose the van. So they sent me, I responded to them and said that, we could consider maybe half of the deductible because while that person probably was an ADRC volunteer, if they're in your van, I'm assuming they're a senior center volunteer too, because I don't think you would let somebody just drive your van. You didn't have something.
So
it's $1,000. So they sent me $1,000. I don't think that's half. I think that's probably the cost of the deductible. So
who sent that to you?
Did I bring it in? I think it's Bob, but I'm not sure. Oh, it doesn't tell me. It's just City of Platteville invoice. Now we did pay quite a bit of fuel.
City council, okay.
As long as the city council representative is aware of it. Tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were doing
it. Well, they did.
Commission on Union?
Yeah.
Which is basically the senior center.
Well, I think, yeah. And it did happen. I acknowledge that it happened. I acknowledge that it was on a home delivered route. But I also acknowledge that I wouldn't put anybody in a nutrition vehicle that wasn't a volunteer of mine that I had done a check on and everything. Yeah. I wouldn't do that. So
an accident happened. That's why you're not sure.
Yeah. I mean, typically, when we have things break down that are owned by a city, we contribute a little bit to replace that. So I have no problem, but I'm assuming they don't have a $2,000 deductible. You don't generally have $2,000 deductibles. You usually have $1,000 and $5,000. So I'm fine with paying half of it. I mean, I might be over budget already. But
so how much did you end up paying for mileage?
I can look
approximately.
She'll look that up.
It was $1,200 or $1,300.
I was gonna say $1,200, I believe.
$1,200 or $1,300.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in all fairness, we couldn't have done it without him. We were delivering 80 meals a day. So
$1,200.
Well, that's what I thought. So, but I thought I was being pretty generous there. Saying, okay, well, since I kind of got attacked, in the past, and I pointed that out in my response to them when they said about the deductible, in the past, that was always looked at kind of as a mission of the senior center to be involved with meals as well. And that sort of diverted a little bit. So I thought I'm just going to bring it to you guys. You guys can decide what you want to do.
I'll make a motion that we pay 50% of what the request is, $500.
What second?
I'll second. This will be a one-time deal.
Yeah. We're not using the van anymore. We've got our own vehicle now. So we are not, we won't have any issues. Unless their van gets our van, then we might. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Okay, all in favor on the motion, $500 one time to, or the deductible to Flatville Senior Center, I'd say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carried. $500.
Thank you. All right, transportation. I'm holding off on the transit vehicle right now because we haven't had a big influx of driver applicants coming into us. So we did get one driver hired. We're not sure just yet what all he's going to be doing. I'm going to wait on that. There's just no sense in having a vehicle sitting here if I don't have a driver for it. So we will wait on that. And I think we'll be able to get them next year too if we need it. So I don't think that's too big of a problem. And if we get the right driver, then I'll bring it back. Bus driver wages. When Dan was hired, Dan's working 3 days a week, our bus driver is. And when he was hired, he was on as an LTE. And I think he didn't know how many days a week he was going to want to work. But now he's still on as an LTE, and I just think he should be a regular part-time employee and be eligible for steps. It just seems crazy we have other employees doing that same 3 day a week or limited hours, and they're regular. So I was just going to see if you would be willing to, and do I need to take that anywhere else? I didn't know.
I don't know you need to take it anywhere else. My question is, so how many hours? So we don't have the same problem that we had previously.
I don't know the problem you had previously.
Yes. Are they over half the position? How many hours is it a year? Is he getting over 1,200 hours or whatever?
No.
What's that number?
No.
Isn't that number 11?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I don't know the particulars, but.
Yes.
That's my question.
Yeah.
I understand. To me, he's not limited term because he's been here longer than 6 months.
Yes.
Or a year or whatever. RPT, I don't see a difference. Does it make a difference? It only makes a difference in the steps that he could.
Yeah, right. And I mean, he's doing a great job watching him be eligible for steps. So I'm just thinking.
You want to reward good.
Yeah. And we've actually got additional people riding the bus now. So he's done a good job of recruiting people.
I would be in favor.
Okay.
I'd say per pay period, 35 to 240 hours of pay period. It just depends on
some of the
routes. Yeah. I'm showing he's had 980 hours from last year.
I don't know what the class would be like.
It's 12, is it? It's when they get to the 1,200.
But that's holidays.
Because he's Monday, Wednesday. No,
Tuesday,
sorry.
Wednesday, Thursday.
It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Sometimes they're longer routes depending where he's going.
So he doesn't get the benefit of holiday pay or anything else.
No.
So if you want to reward him somehow, you got to give him a chance to get a staff increase or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You want to make a motion?
Oh, I'll try not. I'll make a motion.
Oh.
Improve that.
I'll take a second.
Okay, motion made and second. Transportation bus driver. Sir, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? nutrition program up in Flatville Bagley.
Don't you feel like I'm just a Flatville Bagley. So we have our new driver, Paul, driving to Bagley right now, which has made Courtney and I unbelievably happy. So we're not driving to Bagley. She was driving more than me, but I'm probably happier. So we do have him. We were trying to get, as I told you before, we were trying to get a restaurant option going with a little restaurant down in Bagley, and the state has just decided to be a problem. And of course they wanted a ramp put in, and I'm like, I went and looked at it, and literally you open the door, you walk 1 foot, and there's a step. I'm like, there's not, there wouldn't even be enough room to ramp it in this little enclosure.
And the two that I delivered to both have steps at their house, so it's not an issue. I don't know who the third one is, because
at the most, we're probably going to have under 10 people there if we even got a crowd. And so I said, can't they take it out? They could walk it out to them if they can't come in. And they really wanted a ramp. And I'm like, well, really, that's not possible. So we're kind of in a limbo there with them. And I said, either carry out, or it's got to be either carry out or nothing, because it's just frustrating, because every time.
Well, and I know that the one individual likes to see your smiling faces show up. They don't understand why, how we can justify to drive a bag into two people. Mm-hmm. I don't remember now what it was, 26 miles, 40, about, it's about 45 minutes, and, yeah. You know, and I like to take shortcuts and drive too fast. So I cut cross country on a couple of the roads that I knew, but I delivered that one day. So it's 45 miles there and 45 miles back. It's an hour and a half, 2 hours for two people or three.
Yeah.
It just does not make sense. I mean, we're better off, and I know that you don't like me to say this, but we're better off to split the bill and do it. But we can't do that, because then it jeopardizes everything else, right? Because it's got to be all
in the car.
Well, I don't mean
it. Look into that.
If it was $15 a meal for 45, we're investing more than $45 a day to drive out there.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me economically, financially.
I agree. I feel like if we leave that, you know, we're still in Cassville. We had a meal site in Bagley, and then, you know, we took it away. So I hate to leave people without meals in that area. And I really think, and we're still going to work push on it. I'm still pushing on the carry out, because I don't know if you know, but I'm kind of vocal. So I tend to tell them what I think, and I keep telling them all they're doing is making this much worse. And this would be a good thing for a restaurant who could use a few more meals. Why not? It would be good for them. It would be a win-win. And they came back and said, well, we think we could find some funding for the ramp. And I'm like, great, but I don't think you're going to find a carpenter who's going to be able to put a ramp in about a 3-foot space. I said, you're going to have people at an angle trying to get into a door.
It's more inconvenience because, you know, like what we use for elections in Mount Hope, the fire station, we ended up repouring the concrete. But before we did, we had a 3-inch ramp just to make sure that it was. And it's just a hassle for the people that aren't using.
Exactly.
It's a trip hazard for them.
Yeah.
So it's a trade-off. And again,
well, there is.
I want to keep providing the meals and the service. I think do it, but I don't want to jeopardize
it. I got 10 people that I want.
Well, but.
Okay.
But again, and if you work something out with the business, you're giving you a reasonable range. Provide, you know, to me, it's shuffling budget numbers. You know, that's a prevention or awareness or whatever else.
Yeah.
I know. When you categorize everything.
Well, I mean, given the number of meal sites under our programs now, I don't think that's your only. You're only supposed to really have they get a minimum, you only need like one full-time one or something. Mm-hmm. They're changing the regulations. So I'm hoping that there's going to be a change from that carry out being congregate, which if that could happen, then I think we could get the carry out. I don't know what their problem is with this. They know. I mean, I've been complaining about it for a while now. I'm like, you guys have to loosen this up because we can't keep doing this. And we can't hire people. So I just don't know what they think
is wrong with Grant County being the leader with voucher system.
Well,
the others in the state would jump right on to.
They, because they only think of Dane County. I'm sorry, but it's always Dane. And Dane does some great things, but it's not, Dane doesn't look like rural, rural family.
My conversations with some of my colleagues at the Arizona County students.
Great, well, we'll talk. We might be back. I'm to that point. So Platteville, we are looking for a congregate site yet because I just don't think it's going to fly at the senior center. And I don't think the library is the best point either. So I have contacted, I did find his email.
Good.
So I have, we looked at, you remember the name of the apartment building?
It used to be House of Peace and now it's owned by Swan.
Okay.
Corporation.
It was the one that Vicki gave us a while back when we were looking. So I have reached out to him because he had they have a beautiful community room there. When we were there, there was like two people in there and they said there's hardly anybody in there. And he seemed pretty open to having us, but at the time we needed a bigger kitchen.
And
obviously we weren't going to remodel it, but for a senior center, or not senior center, sorry, for a congregate site, I think it would work. So I did reach out to him. I'm hoping to hear back from him if we could just, because if he had seniors in his building, that'd be very close for them to attend. So again, I think it would be a nice situation. So I'm hoping that's going to work out because we really have got to land something in Platteville. And then overall, home delivered meals have gone down slightly, but anybody who gets on home delivered meals has to have an assessment done, and that assessment has to be done in the home, which puts a lot of pressure on court. So some of the state is now talking about prioritization of meals. And do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I've been sitting in with a work group with GLAR for prioritizing the requests for meals. Especially home delivered because the population's aging, we're getting more requests, more people are staying home longer. But we're having a difficult time, either budgetary or volunteer, having the capacity to be able to deliver the food in a safe manner, hot and cold. So they're working on some forms that would be done kind of along with the home delivered assessment to see maybe where people lie. Do they need more? Maybe they just need more transportation to the grocery store, maybe more resources like food pantries, and if that can help alleviate having to actually deliver, whether it's 3 days a week, 5 days a week, depending on what their needs are. So we actually have another meeting this afternoon on that. They're hoping to kind of get some standardized forms and by the end of the year and really put it out there the first of the year, but they're asking for some pilot counties to programs to kind of try out these forms and see how it works and what we can change or do. I think it's going to be kind of difficult to say that you deserve 3 days a week, but you can have five. It's going to be kind of hard, but they're hoping that they have this form that kind of helps you figure out where their needs are at.
Back in the day, it used to be 38,000 home delivered, 38,000 congregate. Now it's 60,000 home delivered, 5,000 congregate. And we are at a place where if our volunteers go down in Platteville, Courtney and I are in big trouble.
Yes.
We're not going to be able to manage that. It's just simply not possible. That's, up to 80 meals a day there.
We can't.
Consistently.
Yeah.
And we're everybody in Grant County is getting older. So We already have things. What worries me about the prioritizations, we already have people that are like, you know, that call that are disabled that want a meal.
Yeah.
And they don't qualify because it is 60 or older, but we do have family care purchase meals for people who are disabled. So they know so-and-so down the hall is getting a meal, and we can't say that so-and-so is on family care. So, so that already causes some. But the prioritization, I don't know. Platteville is my biggest concern. The other area that we've got the biggest is Boscobel. And of course, I'm from there, so I can at least sometimes manage there because I at least know the route. I don't know the route in Platteville for 80 people. I can't get around Platteville that efficiently. It's slow when you just in Lancaster here.
Yeah.
And Lancaster is a big one, too. I delivered 37 meals that a couple weeks ago. You're hot. I'm tired. And Rob's going to go to it very soon.
3-4 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's,
I enjoy it.
Yes, it is. It's. I enjoy it as well. But it's also a lot to ask of one person. So, and we are just, for whatever reason, when we put out requests for volunteers, we're just not getting that many. So what are your thoughts on prioritization? I mean, haven't they had somebody do it already? I thought they'd already piloted this.
Some people have started it or wait lists even. So as people fall off the route, they can add them on. I know La Crosse County has the wait list on it. So I think people are kind of starting to pilot it, or they had to during COVID too, because they just didn't have the capacity, which is why I think they're trying to get more standardized, that everybody's kind of doing it the same throughout the state. So whether you're in Grant County, you move to Iowa County, it's the same process basically.
And the fact remains is that people like home delivery. It's very convenient. And it used to be we had to verify or supposed to verify somebody's homebound, but then during the pandemic, they said, actually, that's not really in the regulation. And I'm like, actually, that legislation's been around a lot longer than me and you guys, and you're just now finding that out during the pandemic. So that was not actually good news to me, because the homebound helps us a little bit, but hate to be the one person that says, no, you can't have a meal. But the other thing coming up in the OAA regs that I'm reading, but they've never really enforced, is the emphasis on low-income people, which is where I think it should be. I mean, if you're financially in trouble, you're financially not well, you should qualify. But they've never actually enforced that. And I suspect a lot of the things that they do for modernization of senior centers are targeting that middle to higher income to come, because they get better donations. And I think it's what they do is they take away from a senior congregate site one day a week and they move it to a restaurant over here. Well, I don't think these people over here are necessarily always coming to the restaurant over here. I think the people that come here are like, gosh, I can get a meal for $4.50. It's a pretty good deal. I'll take that. So I don't like that. But we'll keep you apprised of the prioritization. We will have to do something, because budget-wise, I don't think we can keep up. And Courtney's in we haven't been able to keep up with staffing. Courtney's been in a meal site a lot.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then we've also got some word on Cuba that we may have the VFW there might be done. So we may lose the site there now that we finally got a meal site manager after months and months. So that's our worries right now. Okay.
Approval of budget?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't have to give you permission, but go ahead. Thanks, Bob, for coming. All right, approval of vouchers.
Entertain a motion to approve that in a second.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made and second. Approval of vouchers, all in favor, say aye.
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 Financial report.
Okay. We have all new reporting with Tyler Muniz, so I am not used to it. Well, if you heard me say before, so this first one is revenue, and then we get into the monthly. So bear with us as we're not used to reporting yet from this, and yeah, I'm not used to looking at it. It makes my head hurt to look at it. My biggest thing, I think everything else is pretty much in line, but my congregate and my home delivered are certainly not. And that's been causing me a lot of stress the last week or two because it is.
In congregate and home delivered, those that got my copies, you can see my markings. Learning Tyler Muniz, I charged the wrong account. Our purchase meals from Grant Regional UW-Platteville, I accidentally put in employee meals, like if they're on conference. So we are going to do a journal entry to move that to the correct account. We didn't spend $20,000 in employee meals in July.
So last night when I'm looking at this at about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm thinking, and I'm doing my math, and I'm on my little calculator because I don't have my other one there. And I'm like, oh my God, they're taking off like $52,000, and I'm having a heart attack. And then I remember Courtney saying, because I had checked, I'm like, do I have meals in there, because those are usually our biggest expenses. So I went and checked, and July meals weren't in, and I'm like, oh my goodness. So I got to add like 20 some thousand onto this, and seven thousand, I think it was. So I was having a heart attack, and then about an hour later, I remembered Courtney saying something about she had charged it to staff meals instead, and thank goodness, because I'm already way over budget on congregate. But ultimately, I don't think we'll. Hoping we won't be too bad. I mean, it's a crapshoot these days with this congregate. So far, I've been lucky the last 2 years, but it doesn't come out pretty, but it does come out. So we'll hopefully that will continue. Otherwise, I think everything else, we're trying to get caregivers spent. Again, our specialized is down because we don't have drivers. So we are starting, our driver is going to go out and do a specialized trip route and observe it. So hopefully he'll be able to pick up some of those. So if there's any questions on anything. Do you have anything marked? I didn't.
That was really the only thing I had marked. Back to the vouchers, we did buy the spots for that Eat Smart class.
Yes.
So those are in there.
Yes.
And then the Fenimore refrigerator that we had to purchase.
Yeah. The Fenimore refrigerator that I brought had on the agenda for last month and then had to buy the day before.
Yeah.
Any questions? They got a motion to a second to approve the financial report.
I'll move to approve it.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made and second to approve of the financial report. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, report.
Okay,
do you want to listen to
my program report? I have my director's report. I don't see the program report. Would you give me a copy? So the director's report, sorry, I was slow. I couldn't get this in time. We are just about out of farmer's market vouchers. I think we're down to six, Yeah, maybe even maybe we had a request yesterday, so it's we usually in the past have not always gotten rid of them all, so we're very happy that upping it to 35 and allowing both people in the household to get it really helps. So we're happy about that. Most of my time has obviously been spent on the county budget stressing about that. Again, Laura talked about Senior Day of the Fair, Elder Fest. It's going to be wild. Will be happening, so we will be hitting you up for some volunteering if you're available. Sheriff is going to be doing a drug take back event again this year. We're trying to do a couple other things. We've got some music and other stuff happening. Talked about the driver. We hired Paul Farah.
He's good.
Do you know him? Good. Nice man.
Yes.
Car show we talked about, Medicare 101 we talked about, and the transit plan, the coordinated transit plan that we have to do in order to get our transportation funding was approved by board yesterday. So we've got that done. We are just a couple things that aren't on here. I just talked to Nate yesterday, the sheriff. We had we've seen an increase in with the unwinding and everything. We just seen an increase in a little bit harder to deal with people. We have some people that are just still, you know, it hasn't been a lot, but I had talked to Nate and I talked to Fred because they're seeing it too about maybe doing some de-escalation techniques with staff, just for some of that. And most people are pretty good with us because it's very clear we're willing to help. But you know, we do deal with a fair amount of people with other issues too. So we are going to look at that a little bit. And then I do have to do some equity training with staff as well. The state, our agent plan, has some things there that we want to do with racial equity and things like that. So I have to make that happen as well and do that, and health disparities and things like that. So we'll be looking at how we're going to be able to do that. And that's about it for that, I think. We have been busy. Health and benefit, again, we're gearing up for Part D season. That starts October 15th, and it comes really fast, and people start calling, you know, anytime now for it because they want to get on the list. So you can take a look at the numbers. We are down a little bit in DBS, which is a welcome respite because we run high all the time there. And the caregiver support, again, going strong. Our biggest problem with family caregiver support is we just don't have enough respite people out there. And who's done now? What are their, I always say their name wrong.
Home Care Select.
Home Care Select is the one that's gone.
That'll be closing, yeah.
AFCSP, again, that's okay. Information in the systems, this is only through June. Danica hasn't got our July numbers out. Danica works for the region. But if you look at those, again, the total number of contacts, we've got about 42% of the total number of contacts for the region. So we definitely, our staff are very, very busy.
Multiple vacations in June.
Yes, there were multiple vacations in June, and they still have quite a number. So, you know, obviously Lafayette and Iowa are smaller counties, so we wouldn't expect them to be at our level. But Green is pretty similar to us, and we're still at 42%. So, I think that's pretty telling. So when you don't see us doing we do a fair amount of outreach, I think, because obviously our numbers, but sometimes things are done and I think people think, why don't you guys do that? I'm like, because we don't have any time. So, and they're still coming in our doors. So the walk-ins on here, because I feel like we've had more walk-ins too.
In-person.
Yeah, our in-person, and that's partly for farmers market, right, yeah. But we've had 150 walk-ins. So we just had a lot of people in the door. Any questions on either of those on my report? Or my report wasn't much other than the budget and that stuff I already told you. So yeah, have no questions. That's all I got, unless somebody else has something.
Is Lori, we don't need a motion on that to approve it.
No.
Okay, then we'll have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, Dan.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.